Jim Lenz, and this is Emphasis. Today's guest is Carthage's new community development director, Amy Graham. Amy, you've been on the job about 2 weeks, and seems like you've been going through a lot of boxes to get started.
My orientation has involved going through some files and getting background information on the previous administration and what projects have the Community Development Committee been working on, as well as the Carthage Industrial Development Committee, and just becoming familiar with the local economy, the local businesses, and reacquainting myself with the community where I grew up.
I guess, too, that since you've been away, you grew up here, you've been away for a few decades, and now coming back, has it changed a lot, or are some things that still, if you drive through Carthage or you're looking around perhaps for potentialities, are there some things that still strike you as being similar to the days when perhaps you were a younger person, a student?
Well, the first of all, the thing that strikes me as being the same is the community spirit. It's always so positive. People are very upbeat, and that has always been a part of the Carthage tradition and the Carthage spirit. Some physical qualities certainly have changed. Different businesses have moved in and other businesses have closed. And so the physicalness of the town has changed a bit in that respect. But the spirit is still there. We're still the heart of Hancock County.
Looking at the job now, you are a community development director, so it's a little bit different than if you were simply, say, an economic development person. However, part of your job undoubtedly will move into that sphere. So first of all, how do you see your position in terms of economic development in the city of Carthage?
Supporting all of the projects and efforts to retain businesses as well as recruit new businesses. We have a very creative and dedicated group of business leaders and community leaders here in Carthage, and they have done a remarkable job of maintaining the spirit of Carthage, a great place to live, a great place to have a business, a great place to raise a family, and supporting all of their efforts from many years past to future endeavors. And I see my role as a facilitator to help make things happen and to support all the efforts that these folks have worked diligently to provide here for the community of Carthage and the surrounding area, Hancock County included. So my role, I see as a supporter, as someone who can help facilitate some of these projects and do everything I can to support the citizens here of Carthage.
Do you expect also to be, as you said, using the term facilitator, if, say, a business opportunity came up, might come through the chamber, might come through your office? I mean, are you ready to go out on, say, a moment's notice, or will you be able to make a presentation saying, this is what Carthage has to offer, this is my city?
I believe I will get there. Yes, I will. I will definitely be able to do that. Knowing the history of Carthage, having grown up here, knowing where the people's thoughts are, knowing where the ideas are going, and helping those ideas come to fruition and come to reality, yes, I will be prepared to promote Carthage in a very positive manner. We have a lot to offer, and it's maintaining, as I said, that confidence that we are a great place and a wonderful place to visit and to live.
What are some of the positives in Carthage? You act, in a sense, as a salesperson at times. What are the things you see that people from outside need to know about Carthage?
What I would want folks to know about Carthage is that it's a community that is very welcoming. And whether you are here for a short visit or here for a long time, you'll find the people of Carthage are there ready, willing, and able to help and to assist in any way that they can. They're also, the community has that spirit that I spoke of earlier, that they're very proud of their community. And as the seat of Hancock County, we have a lot to offer in terms of businesses and services. We are all-inclusive with our hospital, our recreation, our fantastic educational system, and we feel that we have a lot to offer and can support anyone who would be interested in visiting or staying here at Carthage for a time.
In keeping people businesses, particularly in the area. And also, I think to some degree, there's a need to keep residents, you know, people living here, shopping, buying, et cetera. But what are some things that maybe people who live here would not either see or perhaps would overlook as an advantage in either Carthage or even the broader area of Hancock County?
That's a really good question, because I think folks are maybe not all knowing in what Carthage has to offer in terms of businesses and services. I feel that would be part of my responsibility to not only promote Carthage outside of the community, but within the community. And that just takes good old-fashioned groundwork and talking and walking and meeting people and letting them know that this is what Carthage has to offer. And I think being very visible and very accessible to the people of Carthage will help facilitate that. Because a drive-through town, they might think one thing but not know all that's behind what a business has to offer. And I think that's part of my job, is to help promote the opportunities, what's available here in Carthage, to our local citizens as well as outside.
In our little conversations, we were getting acquainted before we started the interview. You said that, you, of course, the vast majority of your experience has been in education. You strictly speaking, don't have experience as a community development person. But even with that proviso, what do you see as some of the things that not only that you like about the job that really match with your own interests that you can bring to this position?
Well, first of all, I'm a people person. And being in education all these years has lent itself to building very trusting relationships. And I think that's key. That's key to any position where you are working with people, providing service to the public. Building those trusting relationships is what is most important. And I feel that's one of my strengths. And as I said earlier, being accessible, being visible, being involved, letting people know that I care. When I was an administrator for an elementary school, I had to be involved in the community a great deal, and I had to sell our school. And in the way, I'm doing the same thing for the community of Carthage. I'm selling Carthage as a great place. We have a lot to offer. And so I see those two positions being very parallel, in that I can use my communication skills to build those trusting relationships, let people know that I'm available, I'm here, and I'm ready to listen to their concerns. I'm ready to listen to their wonderful successes, and I'm there to help bridge any gap that might be between any communication, and just be there for folks so that I can serve the people of Carthage.
There's a lot of background to go through. So is it interesting and also maybe a bit daunting doing the research and figuring out what's been done to this point and some things that give you you see the course of development in the past?
That's a very good question. I have spent many hours already reviewing some files, looking at projects that are current, projects that have been successful in the past, projects that we're hoping to facilitate in the future. And it is a daunting task, because you're trying to catch up on years of development and then look to the future. But it's exciting, too. It's especially being a hometown girl born and raised here in Carthage, to read about and listen to and share all these fabulous, fabulous things that have happened in Carthage. It's made me even more proud of this community. Having been gone for many, many years and coming back and learning all that's gone on since I have lived elsewhere, it's just made me realize that the spirit of Carthage has remained strong all of these years, and it's very exciting to be a part of it now. And so I'll just continue to learn as each day goes on, talking with the mayor, working with the mayor, working with the city council, working with the Carthage Industrial Development Committee, and of course my own committee, the Community Development Committee. It's they're great people that have facilitated and organized and successfully launched wonderful things here in Carthage. And even though I feel I might be buried under stacks and stacks of files right now, it's okay because I'm learning a lot about my community and I'm getting the vision clearer and clearer each day of where we want to go from here.
This is a city, too, where the economy, a lot of agriculture, which makes sense with a rural area and, of course, some of the employers here. Some manufacturing, of course. Interesting, too, in talking with people who are involved in economic, perhaps more on the county level, is that there's a need for certain types of professions. You know, there are certain things like they'd like to see, like more, say, diesel mechanics are needed or more welders. Do you feel part of your job is to get maybe into that level of it, or would you be more of a facilitator in trying to connect people like, I need this type of worker, can you help me find people, or can we start a program that might help train people for this specific need?
I see myself more as a facilitator. Not having an economic background, I'm going to leave that to the experts, and I have several experts that I can turn to if I have any questions or need assistance with anything. I know who those folks are, and they're right here at my assistance, and people have been wonderful so far to say, Amy, if you need anything, just give me a call. And so the economic piece of it, I'll certainly be there to assist and help facilitate in any way that I can. But I see myself more as a connector, helping put together the puzzle pieces. If there are two pieces that need to connect, I hope that I can be that person to help facilitate that.
Now, let's look at it from the community development, which is somewhat different. Again, there would obviously be some overlap with the economic sphere. But from community development, for instance, the city, had you been here during the 175th anniversary celebration, I'm sure you would have been deeply involved in the planning. And so from the community development standpoint, what are some of the things that you either would like to see done or things that you think you can do to benefit the citizens of Carthage?
Well, first of all, I'd like to commend the committee that did put together the 175th anniversary. They did a fabulous job. We had wonderful events here over the 4th of July and the days previous and after. And yes, had I been here, I'm sure I would have been deeply involved in that because, again, I see myself as a member of several opportunities where I can provide Carthage the socialization as well as the historic reasons for being proud of Carthage. Just knowing that there are several traditions coming up, such as the Christmas open house and walk around the square and several things that happen over the Labor Day weekend, I will definitely be involved in those events and activities to promote Carthage and hopefully bring people in to these great things.
And how does some of your educational background work into perhaps the community development sphere? Because it would seem that as not only an educator but also as an administrator that you would have had a lot of interaction with community events, whether it was an open house at a school that you were either teaching at or perhaps the principal. So how do you see that developing or maybe expanding into this position?
I believe presenting yourself in a professional manner and being well prepared is key to having any event where I'm going to be present, and even at the drop of a hat, if I'm called upon to do something, just knowing that I might need to do a little homework before I attend this event so that I have a little bit of background. And that's true of running a school, being prepared for an open house, being prepared for any event where you're going to invite the public in. Be sure that you're prepared, well organized, and that you've tapped all the resources that are going to assist you in helping the event be successful.
Amy Graham has been my guest. She is the new Community Development Director for Carthage. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Jim Lenz.